Well, let's get back to business with our broadcast partners, Ronnie Levy. That name you recognize because he's been here with us on the broadcast. He has been an advisor to prime ministers of Israel. He's very politically savvy, has a connection, and knows a lot about the Golan Heights and Syria. That's why we're going to bring him to the broadcast microphone with us as a partner today to talk about those particular issues. Every time I talk with Ronnie, I try to encourage him to run for the Knesset, and you might be praying about that for him. I'd love to see him as a political leader in Israel. Ronnie, thank you for being available at the conclusion of Shabbat. I appreciate it so very much.
My pleasure. Great being with you again, Jimmy.
Let me just jump off of what I just talked with David Dolan about. We were talking about the saber rattling that's going on between the State of Israel and Syria. Basically, Ehud Barak, the defense minister, kind of starting it at the Herzliya conference, and then the foreign minister of Syria saying, look, if we go to war, we're going to come to Israel's home front, attack the cities. And then striking back quickly, Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman saying if they come, they're going to be wiped out and Bashar Assad will be out of a job as president of the country. Do you see this just as saber rattling? What do you think's going on here, Ronnie?
Well, there's a few aspects to this, as usual, and I'll try to simplify it for the audience. First of all, what you refer to as rattling is exactly that. It's a bunch of totally unnecessary talk on the level of different ministers in the Israeli government. I think maybe it's a good opportunity to adopt the infamous phrase that Theodore Roosevelt used decades ago, speak softly and carry a big stick. I do not think that Israel needs to make out loud threats against Syria. I think Syria understands very well the dangers of starting a war against Israel. I do not think that Syria intends to start a war against Israel. And I think that Prime Minister Netanyahu better instruct his ministers to shut up and exercise a little more restraint and not contribute their thoughts to a tense region as it is already. However, on the other hand, I also recommend to Prime Minister Netanyahu to say loud and clear that no matter what will be the dialogues between Israel and Syria in the future, he should make it clear that under his term, under his watch, he will never, ever negotiate giving away the Golan Heights to Syria. And I think that one of our biggest problems with Syria is that Israel has given the impression in the last 18 years in particular, since Rabin's time in the early 90s, that sooner or later Israel will be willing to negotiate or even give away the entire Golan Heights. But in reality, no Israeli prime minister is really willing to do that, thank God, by the way. It's a very risky and irresponsible thing to do. But creating the expectation there can be a source for instability in the region and, yes, maybe even push Syria to do big mistakes like attacking Israel.
Do you think that the president of Syria, Assad, is actually concerned about some domestic problems he may be having when he says that we're going to get the Golan Heights back either diplomatically or militarily? Or does he really mean that? I know that there's some troops massed there at the northeastern border with Israel. Does he really mean he would come in and take the Golan Heights militarily?
Look, the scenario of Syria trying to grab the Golan Heights on a surprise attack is a scenario that Israel is looking at very, very closely for decades. It's not a new thing. And I think that the general consensus in the Israeli defense establishment is that, A, it will not happen, but there is a risk of that happening, and B, even if it will happen, it will be almost a suicidal mistake on Syria's part. You need to understand that from a sheer military standpoint, Syria doesn't have many military options against Israel. And since I'm not Mr. Lieberman, and I'm not Mr. Barak, and I'm in no official position in the Israeli government, I am allowed to tell you that if Syria will challenge a military round with Israel, I think that it is fair to assume that Syria will be totally destroyed from such a round, and this is why I think they will not attempt that. But again, I would like to draw the attention to the aspect of the political process and what's known as the peace process. Israel must say loud and clear, no matter we are interested in peace with Syria, we are interested to lower the flames with Syria, but we are not interested to negotiate the Golan Heights. And I think that a clear message like that will actually be a stabilizing component in the dialogue with the Syrians. Another important point, I'm not sure Syria wants peace with Israel, even if they were given the Golan Heights. I think that a lot of the talk you hear from Assad on peace issues with Israel are not because he wants peace or because he wants the Golan Heights. It is aimed not domestically either. It is aimed directly at the White House. And this is something that Americans often don't understand. Assad is abusing the word peace and the term peace process to lure the Americans to get closer to Syria, thinking that maybe Syria is more pragmatic than they may look. And Assad will put very high price tag on this kind of American relationship. He wants American aid. He wants American money. He may even want some American weapons. And he thinks that the more he will talk about a peace process with Israel, the more he will get sympathy in the White House.
That is a very interesting analysis, and indeed right on target. Ronnie Levy, our special broadcast partner, talking about this issue of the saber-rattling between Israel and Syria this week. Ronnie, thank you so very much, my friend.
Thank you.